Getting an update now from South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who has just returned from Chicago. What was the point of your trip to the Windy City, Commissioner?
Well, Mike, we were there to attend the NASDA American Food Fair. And NASDA is the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. But it is designed to put producers from all walks in front of major buyers. This time it's the National Restaurant Association show that was a part of it. Mm-hmm. But this, I serve on the NASDA Barn Agricultural Services Steering Committee, so we met to talk about what our next goals and focus would be for that. But we met at this food show, and we had staff there from the department to really get a feel for it as to how it stacks up with these other opportunities to put South Carolina producers in front of as many buyers as we can.
How important is the international market to South Carolina agriculture?
Well, I don't know that we're as high a percentage as the country overall, but, you know, 30% of American agricultural products are exported. Mm-hmm. But what we get focused on by way of the Southeastern United States Trade Association, which we call SUSTA, is those who are exporting a finished product. We don't get involved in through SUSTA in exporting corn or soybeans or cotton. There are plenty of trade associations to do that. But these are folks who might have, believe it or not, barbecue sauce or dog food or wines, things like that, ag product, farm product, that they're wanting to consider getting into the foreign markets. This organization, trade association, comes alongside and really kind of walks them through the process, gives them a little assistance from time to time. So knowing it's important, that's why we're participating in this Foreign Ag Service Advisory Committee, and also just at the same time looking at this big restaurant food show and to see if it's some opportunities there for South Carolina.
And this isn't the only time that somebody from the South Carolina Department of Agriculture goes out of state to represent South Carolina. I understand there's another show coming up in mid-June. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In New York, they have the Fancy Food Show. I guess that's what it means, fancy foods. But it, I think they canceled it for a few years with COVID, naturally. So we'll send some staff to that show to get a feel, again, is it worth our investment of time to arrange for South Carolina farmers to get in front of buyers who could represent a major volume of a market. So that's what that fancy food show is all about.
And this is just part of an ongoing effort, as I understand it, from SCDA to continue to try to grow those opportunities. And this really is an all-year, year-round effort, isn't it?
That's right. These trade shows happen from time to time. You know, we have the big produce show in New York, and then we have Produce Marketers Association, PMA. We have lots of opportunities, but again, for a farmer to invest his or her time to be there, we think it's our job to evaluate and recommend those that can represent an opportunity and those that it's probably better to pass on.
Ongoing effort as part of SCDA's impetus to get in front of international as well as regional and national buyers. With South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.